I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and on the keyboard, it's John Cadogan.
Take it away.
It's like Richard Clayderman is playing the team on.
Who?
Richard Clayderman. Do you know who Richard Clayderman is?
I've never heard of him.
I have said three things today that you don't know. I said Richard Clayderman. What's the other thing I said? The Goonies. You've never seen The Goonies?
No, never seen The Goonies. Never heard of Richard Clayderman. What was the other one?
It was another one as well, wasn't it? You didn't know what that was either. Bit of a disaster. Disastrous. You've come to my house, John. It's very nice. The South Barn, as we've just discovered, National League South Barn.
National League South Barn.
Which just sounded like a terrible shop. It sounds like the shop where Gary Johnson's been buying season players pre-season.
That's where he found Sean Donnellan. That's a bit mean.
No, he played all right.
He
well, look, well. The clocks have changed, John. The clocks have gone back. And as we have always said on this podcast, the Pooh's letter, all is well, John.
It was a difficult pre-season, a mixed bag of results. But now the season started. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. The sun's out. We're scoring goals for fun. It was like being back in the National League South last night. We're recording this on Wednesday after Torquay beat Aldershot 6-1.
You were very confident before the game as
very
well.
Very confident, John.
You weren't that surprised by everything.
No.
Else was like, what? Eh?
You can't keep losing. You can't keep losing. And when I saw we'd signed those players, especially Mark Ellis and Stephen Weehan, I mean, I don't know what the others are like. Lucas Ness.
Known as Locke.
You think? Loch Ness. Not sure if he's real or not.
No one's ever seen
Some
him.
Some people have seen him.
For sure.
Oh, everyone tried to take photos of him last night, but you saw a very all out of focus.
Is it just a bloke under the water with a little stick or something?
It could be. Is he real? If anybody actually saw him, that would be. Imagine people just camping outside his digs.
We're trying to see if Ness is real.
Isn't the Ness a pub in Sheldon? I think there's a pub called the Ness in Sheldon.
Let's check this out.
Check that out, please, John. Could you have a look at that?
Here we are. I forgot one of them. In the sticks here, but no, the Ness in Sheldon.
The Ness Sheldon, there we are.
There you are.
What is it?
4.8 stars.
Oh, it's nice. I've been there. I think I've taken my wife there.
Very few negative reviews. Ted Collett says it's the best fish and chips ever.
There we are. The batter was so light.
The batter was
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
The banter was so light. amazing curry. Aubergine curry. What is this place? Oh, no, it's lovely. I know exactly. It's exactly where I thought it was.
Local?
It's up by that funny little zoo in Sheldon. You ever been there? Never quite sure if it's legal or not.
You reckon that's a local?
Have you been to that zoo in Sheldon?
I don't think so. I need to paint it.
Not sure if it's legal. It's a tiny little zoo.
Is it the Sheldon Wildlife Trust?
Yeah. I'm sure they're very good people. But you do go past it and you go, there's a monkey there. I'm not sure.
Zoo in a garden.
Yeah. It seems a bit... Do you know what I mean?
Nest Drive. There you go.
There we are. And
so
that is near.
Looking for a place to live.
That is near the Tunnel Beach, Sheldon. Have you been Tunnel Beach, Sheldon? It's very niche this so far.
It's a little bit.
Tunnel Beach, Sheldon takes you to Tunnel Beach. And you have to go through a tunnel, like a smuggler's tunnel, to get into it. Best beach. Best beach in South Devon, I think.
Beautiful little bay. Checking out the Sheldon Wildlife Trust just to see if it all looks pretty legit.
Yeah.
I think you're fine.
You think so? Good pitch and putt. Sheldon pitch and putt is an absolute banger.
An approach golf course, is it?
Absolutely brilliant. That would be, actually, not be a good episode. Playing Sheldon pitch and putt with Mark Ellis. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
We could do. Episode 200 is coming up.
It is coming up. We've got to decide what to do. We did have plans. We've changed the plans. We might change the plans back.
Maybe.
You never know. It's what a result, John. It's difficult to start talking about National League football when you're in the glow the next day of a 6-1 win. That feels like our season is saved.
I'll be honest, I don't really care about any of the other results. Like, I mean, we'll look at them.
Yes, have a look at the other results.
I don't really care. Do you want me to try and play the... I don't know what the intro music is.
Da, 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 da. You just said you could play any song if you heard it.
I can't. I need to hear it.
I'm going to test that. I'm going to test that out.
You test it
out.
It's
going to go, let's find a song on my...
You'll
be able to play this, definitely.
Oh, Golden Slumbers.
Yeah, look.
Something there, isn't it?
That sounds a bit low, actually. I don't know if that's the original key. No, it's not. That's Jennifer Thing. Singing it. I'm going to find the lyrics and we'll sing it. Golden Slumbers. Lyrics.
There you go.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. Oh, yeah, we're in. Once there was a way to get back home, sleep pretty darling, do not cry. There it is. And I will sing a lullaby. What a song.
It's a lovely song.
What a song. Well, John, you proved yourself. You could play any song the moment you heard it. Let's try one
more. It was a Beatles song. I had a good chance.
A bit cheaty, wasn't it? A bit cheaty. Let's find one more. Something modern.
One of the something from the Hit Parade.
Yeah, this is good.
Okay.
He's in. John, this is great.
He made for the piano. Yeah.
What a good song.
It's a great song.
17 going under, Sam Fender. We've discussed in the past how we know his brother Sex Off.
I used to have a teacher at school called Ivor Fender.
Did you?
And he was an ex-policeman.
Was he a guitar player?
No, he wasn't. I've offended. Nearly, though. It was close.
Nearly good. That's 17 going under. Sounds like if we'd carried on with the players we had at the beginning of the season,
the
amount of points we'd have had. What were we going to do? Look at the scores from last night, and you were going to play us the players. Play us something.
What, like Mrs.
Mills. Can you play Side Saddle by Russ Conway?
No, I don't know what that is.
Fourth reference. I've heard of Russ Conway. Yeah, Russ. Oh no, who was it? Side Saddle? Side.
Is it that?
Saddle.
Not the theme. I was thinking of the.
It's proper old. Russell. All our new listeners will absolutely love this. Side Saddle, Russ. Here we go. This is Russ Conway. This is the future for you, John. This is the future for you. Any song, you said.
Well, yeah, I mean, give me a chance. I don't know where it goes. It's just notes.
Dum 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 dum.
It's in E flat, I can tell you that.
It's got an English country garden feel to it.
I'm just going to keep playing that.
Right, you said any song. Yeah. I can't play
it's
piano.
It's a valiant stab.
Well, you said any song, and Side Saddle by Russ Conway has defeated you.
Whoever that is.
This is the Russ Conway obsession. There'll be a Russ Conway podcast. Russ Conway. Let's have a little chat about Russ Conway before we do the scores.
One-way chat, I'm afraid.
I'm going to find out some facts about him. Find out some facts. Russ.
I was thinking of Russ Abbott. Oh. Completely different.
They'll have been friends. Similar sort of era. They'll have been friends. Oh, no, maybe not quite a similar era. Russ Conway was born in 1925.
Yeah.
In Bristol. He's West Country, John. We're in. But died in 2000.
One of the many 75-year-olds to die in Eastbourne.
Yeah. Russ was born in Bristol. Bristol Cathedral Choir.
I'm going to have a sip of my tea.
Self-taught piano at Borstal. Borstal Detention Centre after stealing from his employee. This is a good musical, John, this is a good musical for you.
Conway.
You can play Russ. Russ, exclamation.
So he put
you
his
have to learn to play Side Saddle.
He put his time inside to good use.
Can you play like a bit of The Entertainer or something, John? Play something like that for us? A little bit of... Oh, lovely, here it is. Oh, no is the answer. Oh, yes.
Something like
that's
that.
It, is it? Anything else like that in the style?
Okay. Oh. No, again, is the answer.
Come on.
Okay.
No, you can't just leave it there.
No, that was wrong.
There we are. His career was blighted by ill health, including a nervous breakdown when everyone realised they didn't know what that song was. He was kept playing Side Saddle. There we are. Side Saddle should maybe be the title of this
okay,
episode.
I'm going to learn Side Saddle.
Yes, John, that's a good thing for you. For Christmas, for the Christmas episode,
I'm gonna learn how to play.
We'll do the Christmas episode from here.
Side Saddle.
And you're going to play Side Saddle.
Okay.
Yes, John?
It's a deal.
Good idea. Let's have some National League scores.
Let's. I'm in the sticks. No signal here. For
sakes. Get on the Wi-Fi. What is this? Do you want to be on my Wi-Fi?
No, it's all right.
There we are.
Altrincham nil, Wealdstone 1.
Ooh.
The 50 something I saw Wealdstone.
You tried to click onto it, John. You're not going to get onto it.
I can't get
it. I'll do it. I'll find it. I'll do the scores this week.
Go on then.
Hold on. Here
it
we are.
It was Altrincham nil, Wealdstone 1, and I saw that there were 52 hardy Wealdstone fans who went.
Well done. Well done to them.
Congratulations.
Well done
is that
to
the
them.
Fan base? Is that
why are you being rude about the National League fans? Right, here we go. Altrincham, that's bad for Altrincham. Where are they in the table? Mid-table are they? Altrincham. 17th. 17 going under. But I would hit him in a heartbeat now. That's that. Yep. Barnet nil, Southend 3. Southend are my tip to win the playoffs.
They're not going to win the league.
Southend will win the playoffs.
Okay.
I think. They won 3-0 last night. Was it a resounding victory or a 42-51-81? That is an absolute drubbing for Barnet there. Chesterfield 2, Gateshead 1.
Gateshead made a game of it, didn't they?
Yeah.
I saw it was...
Quigley scoring goals, didn't he? Quigley scoring goals. Mandeville.
6 goals a season, Quigley.
Should be playing for Stoke. 6 goals. Ollie for Gateshead, but... There we are. Gateshead are down with us. In the mud with us.
We got them in a couple of weeks.
We need to beat them and we need to beat Dorking because we played Chesterfield a couple of weeks as well and they are doing very, very well. Very, very good. But we always have a bit of a shit house.
Yeah,
it'll be anyone now. Exactly now with this team till they all go back at Christmas. Till all their loans run out.
And then we're back to Richard Hancock's up front, whatever it was.
Eastleigh 2, Scunthorpe nil. Scunthorpe in the mud. Disastrous.
That was in my, I did my National League accumulator.
Did you not Eastleigh? A betting podcast?
Although we are sponsored by Betfair.
Yes.
So, you know.
Not sponsored by them. They have an advert on Acast that appears on nothing. Halifax Dorking postponed.
Mm.
But Dorking got no players apparently. They're all injured.
Okay.
We got them in a couple of weeks. Because
they... Oh no, there is Saturday as well, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. Maidstone nil, Solihull nil. Annoying.
Because yeah, we need, I saw Solihull winning.
We need
that.
Maidstone to drop like a stone.
Which they are sort of doing.
Yeah, we need that.
Yeah.
Notts County won, Bromley won. Bad for Notts County,
Cheek got the goal, didn't he?
Did he?
Bromley.
Michael
yeah.
Cheek
back
for Bromley.
Back among the goals.
How old is he? Must be 67 by now. Yeah. 67. But he could play side saddle. Lovely. Torquay 6, Aldershot 1, it says here. John,
Mega.
That can't be right.
Some sort of misprint.
Yeah, 6-1, unbelievable. We'll talk about that a bit more in a minute.
Huge.
Woking 1, Yeovil 0, Darren Sahl, the Darren Sahl Derby, El Salico.
yeah, I can't think of any. And that's as good as it gets,
that's
isn't
good.
It?
El Cardico. No. Woking, annoyingly
late,
doing
left
well.
Left it very late, didn't they, Woking?
When's Woking away? When have we got them? Have we played them away?
No.
That's going to be, that's going to be great because they'll be thinking they're going to get in the playoffs. We'll beat them.
Well, look at that. It must be in the new year.
Yeah, very, very good. Wrexham 1, Maidenhead United 0. So, now, the thing is, people keep saying, oh, the Maidenhead equation was wrong. The equation is never wrong, John.
Yeah.
It's the reading of the equation.
Right.
Something will have got in the way.
We've misread it somewhere. We didn't actually do an equation for that one.
We didn't do it.
No.
Exactly. We didn't do it.
We did it for Saturday.
The equation is never wrong. It is always just because... We did do the equation for that game, but before the Queen died.
Correct.
And so we hadn't put in...
Royal death.
Royal death, monarch dying.
I did see an Aldershot fan tweet last night, we'd have won that game if the Queen hadn't died.
Did they?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It felt like... I don't know how you can...
That's brilliant.
It would have been on a Saturday instead of a Tuesday.
Yeah,
that was about it.
But also, they probably would have, because we wouldn't have had any of those players.
Well, yeah, also... So big military town as well. They're probably very... I don't know.
There we are. Very good. And there's no game Saturday, is there? Because is there any games?
No, it's the FA
no,
Cup.
No, it's the FA Cup,
it's
of
the
course.
FA Cup.
You're going. I can't go. Being told I can't go because we have friends over for fireworks night. So that's put paid
that's
to
put
me.
Paid to that.
Going to.
We'll be looking for some fireworks on the pitch at
Playmore. Yeah, hopefully plenty of rockets, of course, and Catherine Wheels.
Catherine Wheel,
serving behind the bar, of course. In boots and laces.
Jumping Jack.
Jumping.
Rodney Jack.
Rodney.
There you go.
Jumping Rodney Jack.
Jumping Rodney Jack.
The Rockets, of course. That's all we've got.
Romaine Candle.
That's good.
Not bad.
I listened to Radio Devon. You didn't turn it on because you thought you were going to be unlucky, didn't you?
Well, I heard the first 2 minutes and then I turned it off to have some dinner and then we immediately went 3-0 up. So I didn't turn it back on again for fear of jinxing it.
Yeah, you would have jinxed it. Although maybe you can't jinx it anymore because we've got brilliant players and I've bought the socks to go with my full kit. So I'm now proper full kit.
Yes.
Which is the vibe for the rest of the season.
Every game.
If we continue to win like this, I will be going to games in full kit.
And there's nothing anybody can do about it.
They can't stop you, John.
They can't
stop you turning up in full kit.
It's just societal.
Do you think they make you wear a bib if you were a bit?
People keep trying to pass to you.
One of those brown UEFA bibs. Kept whacking it into
kept
the crowd.
Passing it to someone in Bristow's bench. It was really strange.
It's really good. What a good result. I mean, that is what we've been saying. We need some grown-ups. Mark Ellis, I mean, what a signing that is.
A few grown-ups and a bit of pace.
Mark Ellis, what a signing that is. I really hope he stays. Do you think he will? He's 35.
I do.
Him and Mox. I mean,
he's probably,
It's an unbeatable defence, him and Moxie.
Yeah.
Absolutely
Stephen
brilliant.
Stephen Wern.
Oh, I
still
love him,
to say his name. Wern.
Well, where's he? At Grimsby, isn't he?
Yeah.
And Grimsby on permanent. They obviously don't rate him. Don't
just
want him.
Just can't get a game.
Come live with us, Stephen. Just positive, isn't it? We've tried to stay positive. We always try and stay positive. We've been saying when the clocks go back, it will change. It's changed. The vibe is different. Everything's different.
Good vibes only.
Here's Side Saddle by Russ Conway.
I've had That's 7 minutes so far. I don't know how he goes. You want the entertainer again?
It's yeah. Close, what else you got? It? You got any other ragtime? What's your big party piece, John?
Big
on the
party
piano?
Piece? I don't know.
Oh.
No idea. Anything you like.
Well, you said that.
Yeah.
And then I've said but Side then Saddle by Russ Conway.
But I don't know that.
Yeah, but you said anything I like.
I bet you'd want some Shack Attack.
Yes. Oh, nice.
You could, 80s.
You could funk. Get. But press that button. Press that that button. Let's change the sound.
Function.
You could get. You could definitely get.
Oh, there you go. That's the noise.
You could definitely work at like the Rainbow Hotel Torquay. In reception as guests arrive. Hi, welcome. Welcome to the Rainbow Hotel. Give us a bit of Children again. That was good.
Oh, okay.
Lovely, John. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The National Obsession.
Oh, it's nice to see you in the reception of the Rainbow Hotel.
What do you want to hear, Brian?
Oh, I didn't know you could play here, Roger O'Brien.
I'm a lovely player.
Do you know Side Saddle by Russ Conway?
I don't know that one.
You bastard, Roger! You said you could play anything.
A bit before my era. Oh, no, I'm 85. No, it's right in my era.
It's right in your wheelhouse. You bastard!
I don't know it.
You bastard! You said you could play anything. The Rainbow Hotel of...
Perfect pitch, Brian.
I plucked you into here, Roger.
What would you like? A bit of Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata.
Do you have any Shack Attack? Oh, yes. Yes, that's nice. Oh, very nice. Oh, how lovely, Roger. What a lovely thing there. Yep. That's enough. I see you went to the game last night.
I was there last night, Brian.
6-1, was it, Roger O'Brien?
6-1. Boring.
Boring.
To be honest.
Too many goals.
I left when Aldershot scored there. It's rubbish.
Yeah.
Johnson.
Not good enough, Johnson.
Not good enough.
Not clean more sheets. Rubbish.
Clean sheets. Sammy Collins would have had 13 last night alone.
Hitting the bar again, I see. No, thank you. Mark Ellis. He's back, though, isn't he?
He's
man
back.
Of the match.
Well, you know, a lot of people said Aaron Jarvis, hat-trick, should have been... No! He's not from Kingsbridge.
Where is he from? We don't know.
Don't
is
care. From around, not from
he,
Devon.
Is he from a 20-mile radius of this football club? No.
He's not from Sulcombe. You're not getting man in a match.
No.
Ellis.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Mark Ellis, he's back. Kingsbridge boy, is he?
He's Kingsbridge boy, yeah, that's right.
Breeding big up there. Breeding big up Kingsbridge, he's a big bastard.
I left at half time.
Did you?
I'm going to be honest, I thought it was a bit smug. Smug.
More, too arrogant. Smug, Johnson.
Smug, Johnson.
More arrogance.
Didn't like it, the little dwarf.
Too much, too many goals. Should have saved him up for the... That'll be it, rest of the season.
We've run out of goals now, that's it, that'll be it.
That's it, too many goals in this game, we've run out of them. Okay then, well enjoy the Rainbow Hotel. Roger.
Another piece before we go?
No, thank you. Okay. I heard you play... unless you can play side saddle, I'm not interested.
Do you want a bit of the Bee Gees?
Nope. Oh. Yes, I do like that one.
I don't know it. I don't know how it goes.
Roger, you say you can play anything. You appear to be able to play three bars or anything.
The first two bars.
Except side... Right, next time we come to the Rainbow, I want Side Saddle by Res Conway. Goodbye.
The National Obsession.
It's like In Memoriam.
Yeah, it's lovely. Lovely, John.
Oh, will you send back a letter from a listener? Talking no more. Sky no more.
No, not night.
I was giving it the idiot. I think it's because you got your foot on that.
At the Natov Symphony. There you go. Hellish racket, isn't it?
Any letters, John?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's start with...
Good news.
Oh, hello, Bruce. Let's start with...
Bruce, that's Rioch. Bruce, my dog, not okay. Bruce Rioch.
Not Bruce Rioch. Just popped in. All right, Bruce. Just checking in. Joe Holden.
Tex.
Not being in...
On the ice to you, Tex.
He says, very much looking forward to this season beginning as the clocks go back tomorrow. So this was on Saturday,
course.
I'm guessing.
Of course it did.
So I thought I'd message in. How pre-season do you reckon over? The Mighty Goals will do this year? I think we have a pre-season friendly with Nottingham County this afternoon, so yeah. I'm sure that'll be a throwaway result. Mm-hmm. It was, Joe.
Was.
Didn't matter.
Didn't matter. Who cares?
Just a warm-up.
I think you'll find we're top of the clocks back league.
Minutes in the legs and that's it.
Didn't top matter. Of the clocks back league. You'll never sing that.
He says, Charlie, hoping to get to your stand-up in Bath in November with my dad and brother. Ooh. I'm assuming it's heavy on National League content.
I'm not sure. I didn't even... Let me just check that's still on. Tex. I'll have to let you know.
Tex, I wouldn't want to lead you.
Tex, I'll let you know.
Again, see an inferior
sometimes
comedian.
I'm not on. Sometimes I'm on. Sometimes I'm not
well,
on.
Let's get an answer.
Let's get an answer. Let's have a look. When is it?
Do you want what a bit did of whole, you say? Whole music. November.
November the...
He doesn't say.
Brighton, that's December. Can't see it. I'm sure I'll be on at some point.
Am I to tell you when you're supposed to be on?
Yeah, I can't see it in my diary.
Bath. It's good to get this sorted out.
Does
once
Charlie
and for all.
Baker need a bath? Charles Baker,
Charles
the
Baker,
chairmaker,
the chair
bath.
Maker, bath. There's a bath cabinet maker. There you go. Creator Comedy Club, Comedian Tour Dates, Bath Comedia.
What date? What date's that?
Come on.
There it is.
Come on.
It's 26th
of November. We're on with Callie Beaton, Michael Odawari,
yeah, we are.
Russell Hicks.
Not actually in my diary, but
okay.
I'll put it in there.
That's a good reminder, isn't it?
Yes, I'll put it in there. Thank you for being my looking after my diary for me, Tex.
It's a good thing you emailed in, otherwise you might have...
I've forgotten. I'll do some extra National League stuff for you.
Good. He also says, John, what are you planning to do with all your ad money? I hear the planning permission for your extension has been submitted in the last week, coincidentally. Never you mind, Joe. What
exactly.
I'm do
John's got all the ad money coming in. It's rolling in. He's got loads of free beer, loads of free...
A few razors,
a couple of mattresses.
Arrives rolled up.
Going to do a big car boot sale at the end of the year.
Yeah. Look, mind your own business, Joe.
What else arrives rolled up? Pre-rolled cigarettes. Went nowhere with that.
I don't know. It didn't take us very far, did it? No. A new correspondent.
Hello there. On the ice to you.
Now, how are we saying this?
Rhiannad.
Rhiannad.
Yeah, I'm saying Rhiannad, yeah.
Hello, Wrexham fan here.
Okay.
Never a guest, really.
On the ICU.
I started to listen after Humphrey Kerr recommended your podcast.
Humphrey's coming on in a few weeks.
He is,
on the ice, Humphrey.
And it has become one of my favourites. I have no idea who Ray and Dave are.
I
understand half of what you say, but I can't help but laugh. It's a bit like the show, Steve, isn't it?
Rhiannon, up there in North Wales, of course.
I mean, maybe. I mean, you know, Humphrey's a big fan. Maybe he might think I'm going to hire Ray and Dave. Maybe
they'll... Yes, yeah, that'd be nice.
Maybe he'll take them on in the project.
We'll see. Yes, then we might lose them.
Everybody else is losing people to Wrexham.
Off to
the next big money signing.
Of course.
Race course.
Sponsored by Wrexham Lager, of course. Just off to write up my report for the Wrexham Times.
And my family have even started to adopt some of your vocabulary, when a team has been Vanarama.
Yes, Vanarama. You've been National League.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the lexicon. When do we get it in the Oxford English Dictionary? That's the question.
Yeah, we've got to try and do that, yeah.
I just wanted to make a point. When Charlie said last week that Wrexham fans weren't worried by Notts County, did you say that?
Can't remember. I don't remember anything.
He said, that might just be me being a pessimistic Wrexham fan, but I really hope Langstaff and Notts County aren't this season's Vardy and Fleetwood Town.
Yes.
When we scored 98 points and came second.
Nah, they won't. They won't. They drew last night to flipping Bromley. That's the sort of team that will do them. And someone will have Langstaff.
In January.
I'm trying to make friends with Notts County fans because I feel like...
You got a bit heated at the weekend at times, didn't it? Made a few
enemies. But I do feel like... sniff of League One, Langstaff will be off. And if that Luke dude keeps being a good manager, someone will have him as well. But other than that, good luck to you, Notts County.
And this was your attempt to build bridges with Notts County.
Building the bridge. On the ice, Rhiannon. That's one letter. Thank you so much. If you send in three letters to us, you can become a FOF and you get your very own FOF number.
Rhiann, shortened.
Rhiann.
So I could have just read that.
Riri. That's what they call her, isn't it?
Under your umbrella.
Under the Wrexham umbrella, of course. Often need your umbrella in Wrexham.
Chains and whips excite me, don't you?
Nothing wrong with that.
Clive Hayward, finally.
On the ice, Clive. Not more script, is it?
Quite long. I'll say that, but I don't think it's a script.
Clive's a big fan of the podcast.
He's a gent. Is it odd to download and listen to the local radio commentary a day after a 6-1 win in a National League match?
Oh, yeah, good idea. What a good idea. I'm going
to
do that.
Listen back to the whole thing.
Yeah, lovely idea.
Why not? I just wanted to put on record my affection and respect for Dave Thomas.
Yes.
It's a bit niche, this, Clive, to be honest.
It's not a talky podcast, Clive.
For me, he's one of the best football reporters I've ever read. His match reports in the Herald Express, one of the reasons I did a paper round as a Paignton teenager,
because
I got to read them for free. Dave has the uncanny ability to capture the essence of any match. If I'd been there myself, his reports always rank. Is this from Dave Thomas?
From D. Thomas.
I think it is.
Nothing wrong with that.
Torbay Weekly.
No, look, this is true.
I used to love reading Dave Thomas's pieces
in the Herald Express,
yep.
And I'm sure now in the Torbay Weekly, if I knew where to get it. I'm sure.
He's one of the good guys too, says Clive. This is like a Dave Thomas
special. Exactly.
I remember him getting out of bed one Sunday morning and coming to Playmore to tell us junior supporters about his journalism and his first love, Norwich City.
Yes.
He's a Norwich fan.
Oh, big Norwich fan, is he?
He's a canary.
Couldn't be further from Norwich if he tried. Couldn't be harder to get to Norwich from anywhere in the UK.
It goes on. A few years later, he was playing cricket against my cricket team for Manerton.
Oh,
Manerton was always a popular trip because they're laid on unbelievable tees.
Okay, yeah.
In the pub afterwards, although I was a bit too shy to go up and talk to him, I noticed he was wearing an Amnesty International t-shirt, which probably tells you more about the decency of the man.
Well done, Dave.
This is a complete tribute to Dave. He's not.
Is he still with us? Hagiography, is that what it is?
He is still with us. This isn't as an obit.
Is that a thing?
Hagiography.
It needs...
It's a bit horror film, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Gone the wrong way.
Yeah, I went the wrong way.
I know we love to take them. No, it's too scary.
Too much.
I know we love to take the mickey out of his commentary silo, but he tells it as he sees it. Isn't afraid to point out players' occasional shortcomings.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
I liked
3-0 up. He said 3-0 is a difficult lead.
A harder scoring football.
5-0. No.
5-0.
No, a winger that goes past the fullback and crosses it is still the most dangerous thing in football. Yes.
It's very Dave Thomas. I mean, it is
very.
Also just... True.
100% true.
True.
You're absolutely right. How does Clive finish his letter?
He says, I hope you won't mind if I point out that he explained his early departure from the Aldershot commentary last night with another fabulous euphemism. I hope you don't mind that I need to go and shift some coffee.
That's a Sunday morning. Isn't it?
Shift some
8
coffee.
Pints on a Saturday night. Sunday, oh, I've just got to go and shift some coffee. Coffee.
Good old Dave. He did clock off.
Yes.
10 minutes.
He
go.
Did. He had to go and
rock. Commentator Alan did say, said, "Well, yeah, there goes Dave Thomas. You can read his report in the Torbay Weekly." Next week.
Next week, yeah. It feels like a long time between. But there we are. Good luck to the man.
Anyways, well,
and
long may he keep on doing what he does well. And the eyes, Clive.
Clive.
Dave Thomas,
we agree.
Fan.
As we always say, the Ray and Dave situation, we absolutely love them. We love everything they do for the club. There is zero malice meant in it whatsoever. We'd love to get Ray and Dave on the podcast one day.
We can confirm that episode 200, we are not staying at Ray's B&B. It was mooted.
It's one of one of the ideas.
He might murder us in our beds.
We don't know. Look, Ray, if you listen, please reach out. We'd like to speak to you. Okay, of course. We've gone out of play.
That's it.
John, how do people send us a letter?
Sorry. It's like Radio 4, that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It is like the Pips. Gladys Knight. There goes the Pips.
Oh, no, you can't do a long
it.
One.
Can't
oh,
hold
what
it.
A shame. nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Lovely. And you can get us on Twitter @NatObsPod.
Yep.
And you can also leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. And maybe if you do buy any of the products or join the army or whatever because of the adverts, mention the National Obsession. That'd be marvellous.
It's 5% off.
There we are.
Yeah.
Is that it, John?
Can you finish with a song?
Yes, please. What do you want to play us out? Side Saddle, where Russ Cobb?
No, not yet. Don't do Billy Joel?
Billy Joel, yeah. Some folks gotta get away, they go holiday in the neighborhood. Do 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 do. Oh yeah, then where do you go then? That Mason Dixon line. I'm in a Dorking state of mind. On the ice stew.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.